So I was in Mexico, right? We went to Cancun. So I pinged my mom this morning and I was like, all right, I'm vetoing every cold Christmas. Like from now on, we're going somewhere. Mexico, Hawaii, you know, the Caribbean, period. Like,
yeah, that's the way to go.
I want to come back with a tan for, you know, the next year.
Yeah, but were you
glowing into 2017?
Why going over there? You have family?
Yeah, a family in Cincinnati.
I thought you were from Houston. What was that?
No, well, we have family that just live in Cincinnati, so.
So I thought you were Texas.
Well, I live in
Oklahoma, Texas.
Yeah, I grew up in Oklahoma.
Ugh.
Lived in Texas for about 10 years.
Well, we're going to be out there.
Yeah, when we do our trip next year, we're going to be hitting Oklahoma. Ugh.
Hey.
Where should we hit up in Houston? Because that's what we're going to start off there probably, right?
We're either going to start off in, Houston. I'm probably going to shoot for Houston because it's closer to the coast and then we can go up and around and all that. Because I'm not going into Dallas and driving halfway through Texas. That's a pretty big state.
Yeah, let me know, Chase, like, what kind of things you're wanting to see. Because, I mean, there's huge, right? There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, usually the first city we go, we party for the first night and then we...
I don't party, I'm just...
Yeah,
I mean, we go have a couple of adult beverages, a couple of Coronas, Las Cervezas, a couple of JMOs, and we call it a day.
Tim swipes all day.
No.
Tries to get some matches out there.
Trying to find a dumpling.
No, I'm not the swiper. I believe you're the swiper, but you know.
He swipes out there. He's trying to get a match. You know what I mean?
I'm only here for a couple days.
I'm here for about 16 hours.
Meet me at the bar. That happens actually a lot, which is insane. Like, if you're like on Tinder or whatever, you look and it's like, hey, I'm just here for the night or I'm just here for like a couple days. Anybody want to show me around? It's like, okay.
Well, that's how people want.
You know, you signed up.
Yeah.
Okay, I swipe right, whatever. No, I did.
I mean, that's how people wind up cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, like,
Jesus.
You know, people wind up doing.
It's getting real.
There's a lot of people that, you know, when they travel, they swipe.
Yeah.
They go on these sites and they swipe, and sometimes they get caught out. You know what I mean? You know, like, look at what happened recently between Cardi B and Offset, you know?
Okay, well, what happened?
Samantha?
Well, I mean, so their relationship obviously is super, super public, and they've been together for a while. People didn't know that they had even gotten married, and they did, and I think it's only been like a year and a half. But before that was super public knowledge, there was one incident of known infidelity. It might have been like the whole camera thing, but again, it's like on Google and all that stuff.
Social media,
exactly. And so
he got caught.
He got caught, yeah, for
like,
sure.
What's being caught? Like, she read a message, she saw a video.
This time, it said that...
this time?
Yeah, that's the whole point, right?
Multiple instances.
Exactly. So this time, it's about messages that he has in between this, like, girl named, like, Cuban something or whatever, but he was trying to have a threesome.
Ooh.
So just, she's just not putting up with it.
I mean, was it Cuban B?
Wait, hold on. He was trying to have a threesome with her and,
not with Cardi, with two other girls.
Two other girls.
Okay. And it's like all documented and she's just like not having it. She's been through it before, right? And I know the first time people were giving her flack and she was on like her Instagram saying, you know, like, what do y'all want me to do? She's like, I've been with this man for this long. She's like, I don't want to start over with someone new, that kind of thing. And we've had those conversations like, well, is this going to be a pattern? Like, when do you decide?
Okay, so let me ask you
that. I have two problems with this.
Let me ask you this question. So here we go. Because I know we talked about this a few nights ago. And number one, when do you say done? Is it one and that's it? No more chances? Or when do you say, dude, you're out?
So I used to be like growing up, like high school, I was like, one time you're done. And that's how I stuck with it. And then as, you know, college and life, I don't know, I just got a little bit like, I guess, softer or lost a little bit of my worth or whatever you want to say happens, because I personally believe where I'm back to at is that you don't know if that happens and it's like, bye. It's like, meh, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm one and done, man. I don't give a shit. You cheat on me, I'm done.
I think there it depends. It depends on a lot of things. Okay, so come on.
For me, it's black and white. It's black and white for me, dude.
Okay, stop.
No, I'm being dead serious.
Nobody's cheated on you. Relax, first of all.
In this room.
Nobody has cheated you. Okay, so let me finish. So if you're married, right? Okay, if you're in somebody who just met and you 2 months into it and that happens, I get it. But if you're like married, have kids, are invested, you see what I'm saying? Like, and in one mistake and you need help with that.
I got it. Hold on. I think
you broke it.
Samantha Joe, you're killing me.
You need to learn how to control your mic.
Wait, it's Sammy Joe. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so that's what I'm saying. It depends on what, where you're at in the relationship. Because, you know, yeah, dude.
No, it doesn't. I'm sorry.
I think it does.
So once a cheat's always a cheat. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. I'll never be able to trust them. I'm sorry. I will never, ever be able to trust a cheater. I'm sorry. Done.
Okay, but there, you know that there are people who have led healthy lives, and when there was a mistake.
It's fake.
Okay, it's fake. You can't say that.
It's fake.
You that's a blanket statement for every relationship where that has happened. And yeah, it's an
atrocity.
There's
always doubt. There's always doubt.
It's terrible.
You don't have as much trust. I'm sorry.
But some people make it work. I mean, that's you. You can say you don't have trust. You know, and for you, okay, I get it. But my question is, in general, like if you were to advise somebody, a couple, a relationship, you would say one and done. You got 5 kids with them, one and done. Move on. You're 45 years old, you can find somebody else, go ahead, start a life with somebody else.
Dude, look at the divorce rate in this country. Look at the divorce rate in this country.
That's for a lot of other reasons. But
a lot of it's cheating.
Let me finish my point. What I'm trying to get at is that I think it's not just black and white. That, you know, and I've given this advice to some females who have been cheated on. And I've said, hey, you know what? Look, here's the deal. Is he a good guy? Is he a good father? You know, because people make mistakes. You can't pretend like you are mistakeless, that you will never make a mistake, Tim.
I'll never cheat on a girl.
Well, but okay, you don't have to cheat. You can be emotionally unavailable.
Oh, I'm that.
Okay, but so in my opinion, that's even worse than sometimes.
Oh, I think 100%. But so we broke up, and guess what? We're done.
So some people use a different scale to measure relationship, and that's
we're talking cheating. Emotional, you know, being emotionally unavailable, that's completely different than cheating. Right, we're talking about the concept of cheating and infidelity.
But if you were to weigh, and so you're weighing the situation, right? And you say somebody who's emotionally available or somebody who cheated once in the whole relationship, pick one. Do you see what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised if some people say, well, you know what? Maybe I'd rather have somebody who's there and who's, you know, wants to invest in this relationship than somebody who maybe, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just black and white. That's what I think. What do you
think? I think I do see your point with it. I do. And I think going back to, like we were saying, even just like this like celebrity version, when it first happened, that was her thing. She's like, you know, love this man, all these years I put in, you know, am I supposed to just like, no, I don't want to start over. You know, there's so many of these scenarios.
But in her case, from what you're saying, this was what, the second, third time, fourth time?
Well, this is the second time now. I'm saying the first time. That's what I'm saying. The first time, she was like, what do you guys want me to do? She's like, I put all this time into it. Even think of Beyonce's like song. It's like, it's like ring the alarm. Been through this, you know, that. So that whole song.
No idea.
Okay, it's a good song. Yeah. But
I need you to sing it.
No, I was really about to think about it, but no, I'm not.
Just
I know.
Pour the water on you.
But
get your interview.
The whole
Beyonce.
Point is sometimes for women, I feel that, you know, you're like, I put all this time in, and what am I going to do? Start over with somebody else, and I have to put all this work in, and you know. That's where I think people get into the point of like, well, let me just try one more time or let me just see where it goes. Right. And so I understand that mentality, but I still think you should just not do it.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying, that's why I say, you know, whatever, 2-3 strikes, you're out type of thing. You know, especially if you, you know, again, somebody you just met and you're 2 months into a relationship.
Put it this way.
Okay, whatever.
Odds are, if you're emotionally unavailable, you've cheated probably most of the time.
So you're emotionally unavailable. Have you cheated?
No, that's how I got them to break up with me.
Okay, what? So you're saying that when you are emotionally available, that's when somebody's going to cheat on you.
No. What I'm saying is most of the time, if people aren't invested in the relationship, odds are they're going to probably cheat on you because they don't give a shit. When I become emotionally unavailable, I'm just trying to get them to break up with me.
And that's ridiculous. That just means you're like a coward and you're not.
No, it's easier.
You're not going to break with
it.
Well, how's that easier? Because you can't step to the plate and just say, hey, you know, this is not working for me. How is that? Like,
I'm going to be honest with you.
You know what makes me even annoyed about this situation is because I know, and we all know in this room, that you actually would like, you know, we're getting to the age, all this stuff. You want a relationship. So the fact that you can't, you're saying that as like, oh, that's kind of like the reason why I don't date people because, you know, I just push them away because I'm choosing to. It's kind of like, no, bro, that's not really 100% the case.
No, most of the time it is.
So See,
really?
I wish you would, because honestly, look, I don't believe you, bro. Like, I know of our conversations.
Viewers,
we had,
look at his face, Steve.
Look at his face. Look at his face.
Well, the problem is, no, I'm at the point where I probably do want something, but I mean, it's hard to like change the mindset.
I think like everybody, you know, you don't want to put yourself in.
Well,
in
I got a dog, so that's kind of softening me a little bit. So maybe I'm ready for a relationship because I'm taking care of something besides myself.
I can't with you right now. I don't know where all this change is happening.
It's changed. Because it's changed. Okay. No, because it's called change, right?
I would leave that off my Tinder profile. How about that one?
Hey.
I got a dog. I'm ready.
Which all my friends forced me to have a dog and tell me daily that they wish they wouldn't have gotten a dog. I'm what?
Yeah, I was forced into having Rocco, but you know what? I love that little guy.
Oh, yay. He finally admits it. Could never take that back.
He's been admitting it.
No, hey, you know what? I'm glad I never got rid of him. I never got rid of him. He was actually the best thing for me.
No, wait, but let me tell you what I witnessed. Wait, hold on. Let me. Okay, stop.
In my own way.
You were like, "This is your fault. I'm getting a dog." This is
your idea. It was your idea, because every time something happens where he's like angry at his dog, you're like, "Well," and then okay. So, anyways, what I'm trying to get at is the what was it when I was over and I had dinner with his family, who you've never met.
That's hard.
Anyway. Not many people have met my family. You have to be special to meet my family. Family is one of a kind.
Too much truth. It's hard for people to take.
So his dog's there. You know, he hasn't seen him all day, whatever. And you know, but his dog's not like paying attention to him. His dog's trying to go to other people, and I can see it in his face. He's like hurt by it.
No, I wasn't hurt by it. No, that's the relationship we have. That's the relationship me and my dog have.
He leaves and he's like, "Oh, really? Like
that's,
I feed
that's
you."
That's how you are with everybody. That's what you don't see. Oh my gosh.
Really? He's like this.
What?
Just like that, how you're like, no, I wasn't hurt, but it's like you actually were.
No,
yeah,
you
are right now.
No, because that's the way. No, that's the way. Honestly, that's the way we are. Like seriously,
what do you mean?
He knows I'm. You know, he knows I'm his master, and he likes me, but he's not. We're not like that. Like, all right, I need you to jump on me type stuff. You know what I mean? Like, all right, cool. When he was a puppy, I kept pushing him off because that's annoying, man. That's like somebody like right there all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you said that he follows you in the house and
no, he does. No, he still does all that. You know what I mean? But when other people are around, oh yeah, I'm non-existent. He listens.
But did you have a little bit of like a tear in your eye?
No, I just say those things.
No,
you see, that's fake news. Okay, stop. Stop. Okay. So anyway, let's get back to Cardi B and Offset.
Oh, that's funny.
So she also blocked him, didn't she?
What? Wait, hold on. Blocked him.
She blocked him. She blocked him on social media. What I heard.
Might have. Even if she didn't, I think we've all been probably. I've blocked people because I don't want to see what they're trying to do until I'm ready, and then I want to go unblock them and put all my stuff up and be like, "I'm having so much fun. Look at me now."
Like you lose some weight.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Shut up.
You just lost a relationship.
She's
weight.
Ready to add people now. I feel like you're ready to wrap.
Right, I'm like, I'm ready for you to see my story now. You know?
Under construction.
Okay. Oh, whoa. Whoa.
Okay. Wait. Hold on. So you really do block people?
Yeah. I don't need to see what's going on. If we're not, I'm a very like, cut like you're out. We don't need to talk. There's nothing else for us to say. I was with someone for 7-8 years, and as soon as we broke up, like literally, it was a Friday. We broke up.
Wow, she remembers the fucking date.
No, not the date.
The day.
Because this is how it goes.
What kind
Friday,
of weather was there?
Huh?
What was the weather like?
Listen, okay. It was cold.
It was 80 degrees
with
the sun out, blue skies.
It was a Friday morning. Anyways, broke up, whatever. We've been living together, again, 7 years, long time. And, I was like, went to work, did that whole thing. And when I got home, he was like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to stay with, whoever his boys were, and I was like, okay. And I sat there, and I was crying, and I was just like,
wait, you broke up with him?
No, he broke up with me.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And I was like, I was crying, and I was like, you know what? I'm like, hell to the no. When I tell you that next day, I went up to my stores, I got boxes, because that's when I was doing retail. So I got boxes, boxed all my stuff up, and I was like, I'm finding an apartment, I'm going to be out. And my girlfriend was like, dude, my lease is up in like 3 months. Just come live with me. It's fine. I moved there from college. So like all of the stuff we had over this time was like our stuff or already his because he's lived there.
Right.
So literally I had 6 boxes to my name. We put them in my girlfriend's apartment and I was out like Saturday, never looked back.
Good for you. Girl
and
power.
I think that's just how it is. Well, no, it's not girl power. It's just more like.
But did he try? Did he try to reach out?
Yeah, he'd reach out and be like, "Hey, you know," I'm like, "I don't think it's a good idea that we talk." And he'd be like, "Oh, I guess you're right." And I'm like, "Yep."
See, this is why I get them to break up with me.
Why?
Because then we can still talk after. Because it was your choice, not mine.
Oh, is that what you wanted? But how is that benefiting your life? This is what we should get into.
See, this is
how
does
this benefit your life?
You know, sometimes if you get dry, you hit him up.
Bro, come on now. This guy.
Okay, but when, how, when, How long?
Yeah, we're going to put each other's business out there.
Okay, we can skip
somebody's getting salty over here.
Someone's getting a little salty over here. I'm just saying.
Oh, you don't like it. You don't like it.
You're trying to put this stuff out there like you're this type of person. And
I don't give
really
a shit, man. I know I'm a fucked up human being. I'm a nice guy, but I'm a fucked up nice guy. I'm a broken nice guy. But anyway.
Just saying. Like the dog, twinkle in the, you know, the tear
no,
in the eye.
There was no,
same thing.
There was no twinkle
like,
in the
oh,
eye.
I'm going to hit these girls up. My thing is like, they don't. It doesn't serve you to like still be their friend. So why? Why would I do that?
Oh, really? So you're saying you should break off all communication with exes?
I did.
But no, I'm not, no, what you did, all I'm saying is, do you think that's what people should do?
I think it's up to you. I don't think that it's a bad thing. I know that there's people that I still like talk to and say, hey, and whatever. Because it just depends on the relationship that it was and how you guys like communicated and mingled and whatever else. Because sometimes I think it can be totally fine. That's like people who are like, if we dated... and then we like broke up and then brought a girl around, you know, you brought a girl around or I brought a guy around. And it's like, what kind, that person, would they be like, I don't want you around your ex or
true.
Like, oh, if you slept together, you can't still be their friend. Like that's the kind of stuff that kind of can come up with people, you know? And yes. I think that can happen, but I also am like, I don't really.
Sorry guys. Put my phone on
rule
you.
Number one.
Rule number one. Broken. Anyway.
Wah, wah, wah.
Hey, are we going to get dinner afterwards? Just a question.
I don't know.
Inquiring minds.
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Oh, is that?
Huh?
Mm. We'll figure it out after the show.
Anyway, so.
Nobody gives a shit if we're going to have dinner or not.
So, what are your thoughts on that? And considering, can you still be somebody's friend?
So, okay, let me put it this way. There have been relationships where they went so bad. You know, with infidelity and stuff like that, where I couldn't, you know what I mean? Like from an emotional standpoint, I just couldn't handle it. I didn't want nothing to do with that person. I didn't want to see, you know what I mean? Like I didn't want to even see it on Facebook. I didn't want nothing. So I have, you know, deleted everything because, you know, I wasn't mentally prepared to handle it.
You didn't want it popping up in your memories?
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
The picture comes up and you start crying.
10 years ago.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like
having the time of your life.
Like, God damn it. Go buy a bucket of whatever. Anyway, so.
Bottle of JMO.
Yeah. Watch some sad movies. Anyway, but.
Pornhub?
I don't know what that is. I don't even know. Anyway, so. But then there have been relationships where you know, it ends. And we're friends and we become friends. And even now, like I'm considering moving in with an ex, you know, we've had this conversation, you know, like we've talked.
You're still considering it. Wait a minute. You're still considering that.
Yeah. I mean,
okay. Hey, you know what? To each their own. To each their own.
But anyway, so.
Live your best life.
Here's the deal. You know, she's a friend and.
I have two spare rooms.
Trying to help a friend out. Ooh, but you don't need help.
Dang.
You see what I'm saying?
But
everybody needs a little help.
You in the end of the day?
Well, I mean, look, here's the deal. There's red flags everywhere. I get it, guys. That's why I said considering. But I would lie to you guys if I said no, never. But you know what I mean? Like, sure. So it's still there. You know, I haven't moved in, obviously, but. You know what I mean? Like, I've thought about it, you know.
Hey, live your best life, homie. Live your best life. Move in. Do you, boo-boo?
Look, I know you got a lot to say.
And then in about...
Because like, she's got that face.
And then in about 6 months, he's going to be like, I'm married.
No, well, hey, you know
I'm
what?
Just kidding. I'm just
at
kidding, guys.
At the end of the day, whatever relationship people are in, it's like...
It works for them, dude.
Well, not just that works for you, but it's like... You have to decide what you want to put up with and deal with. So if for instance, the red flags that you're seeing, if you want to overlook them, if you want to say they're not that big of a deal at the end of the day, if you're like, you know, reaching 40 and feeling like you're lonely and no one loves you, I get it. You make decisions that maybe you wouldn't if you were like, you know, 26 and.
You just summed up my life.
No,
I mean, I'm
just kidding, guys.
So I think I told you guys, so this is when I first put these up, these curtains right here. So, you know what I mean? Like, I can't reach up there. You know what I'm saying? So I had to get a little ladder. And I'm like stretching out, you know, trying to put that stuff up there. Oh, wow. Look, you lost connectivity.
Oh, no.
I did. I'm good.
Anyway, so hopefully this thing's still streaming. But so I'm up there and I'm like on the ladder. And bro, like I almost fell. Like this would have been bad. Like I really would have come down here and I would have been like,
you know, life, I mean? Alert,
like, life. Yeah, life alert.
I've fallen, like, I can't get up.
My hip would have been out. You know what I'm saying? And then I was like,
I understand exactly what you're saying,
dude. This whole, like, me, you know, on my own, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I know it sounds wrong, you know, that'd be the purpose to find somebody. I know that.
Dude, I think about it all the time.
But at the same time, it is something that you think about because you don't, there are benefits to not living alone. And so that is one of the considerations, you know what I mean? Like, and, you know, knowing her, we get along, you know what I mean? Like, we're past that. Everything that happened during that time, it's water under the bridge. And so I think, you know, for me, going back to that whole, like, you know, being friends with somebody who you're in a relationship, again, I think it's very, it's less than more. In other words, I'm less friends with exes. You know what I mean?
Yes. But, and time but changes a lot. I mean, I say things you guys have known, like a year ago, I would have said X, Y, and Z. And like now I say, you know,
even like 2 weeks ago,
you know, like whatever, like it. Okay. Yeah. The girl's allowed to change her mind.
Yeah, but I know exactly what you mean because every time I eat dinner by myself at my house, I'm like, if I choke, nobody's gonna.
No, wait, what?
Oh, now it is. I had to reconnect.
Like, yeah, I'm like, if
I broke the stream. Anyways, go ahead.
I'm always thinking like, I'm eating dinner right now. If I somehow choke, I said nobody's gonna find, like, people are gonna walk into my house and find me dead after like 2 months, and it's gonna smell. My dog will probably eat me. Then my dog's gonna die.
Oh,
you know what I mean? But
no,
seriously,
stop. It's different because
I think about that shit all
missing,
the time.
We're gonna go looking for you. I mean, it might be a week or two.
Exactly.
Maybe,
but it's
I'm
gonna
not
be fucked
because
up.
I wasn't invited
Jesus,
to family
yelling?
Dinner.
Yeah.
But
you tell me I'm loud. Shit.
Jesus.
Oh, well, I'm so far away.
You popped it.
Microphone.
I think there's things going on with the network.
You're very loud.
No,
no,
stop.
You're just loud.
No,
but seriously, that shit goes through my head all the time. I don't care what anybody says, that or if I fall down the steps and snap my neck or something like that. Hey, man, yeah, somebody's gonna find me a week or two later, but you know, at that point, I'm gonna be dead. You know what I mean?
Anyways, this is very,
very morbid.
Melodramatic.
I'm just saying.
There's a lot of people who are older, and you know,
it's scary, man.
You have friends though, so at a certain point, you're right. It might be a couple days, a week, 2 weeks, no big deal. But you'll be found, and
oh, I know. Smoke's saying Rocco's gonna alert the company, the world.
I was like, but you know what? I do say that you should probably already have like a plan so your family doesn't have to take care of like the funeral costs and all that stuff, because that's like a burden no one really wants, you know.
You know, that's what I do. I'm a burden on them. So
don't we already have that the part of our insurance? I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't think we have death insurance. We have life insurance.
Yeah.
It's like a third.
Sure. It's anyways.
Anyway, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about death.
Check your policy.
I do have a life insurance policy though, outside of
PSA.
Work.
Check your policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to the topic.
Check your will.
So have you ever blocked anybody, Nelson? I know you're saying, you know, maybe you remove pictures and stuff, but have you ever really blocked anybody? Like whether it's ex or a person you're not friends with anymore,
family,
or me.
Cousin.
He blocked me.
No.
He blocked me, by the way.
Okay. So
he blocked me.
This is where he was
this
going.
This is a good one.
So he blocked me.
He wanted to go there back.
Okay,
so
he blocked
I'll
me.
Tell you the story.
This story's hilarious.
What happened? So I'll tell you my side, and then he's got his side. Because for him, it was very abrupt. But you know what? Actually, you tell your side
No,
of the story.
You tell your side of the story, and then I'm going to chime in when I have to, because you always chime into my stories. No, he always chimes in on my story. So anyway, I'm going to let you go. Finish
chiming.
Go.
Shh. Okay, so we're out. And okay, now...
I didn't wait.
I
hold
did
on, but before the story starts,
okay,
so I did not
go
know.
First. You should go first because you're talking.
Yeah,
I didn't
chiming.
Know. I didn't know he had rules of social media. So I'm just gonna throw that one out there, and you can tell the story.
Bro code.
Exactly.
I didn't know. I was breaking bro code because he never said that.
Anyways,
even I know
so
that. I'm a
here's
lady.
Here's the deal. Let me just finish my sentence, okay? So I was in a situation where I was lying to somebody. Was I cheating? No, I wasn't cheating, but I was lying. Okay. And this person was very jealous and did not want me to be out and blah, 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 blah.
Is it the same person that you're...
Can you stop?
Don't put his business out there.
Can you really? Like,
this is a watered down version
of
the story.
I'm about to be roommates. No, but it's not that one.
Okay.
But anyway, so So I'm out hanging out with him, you know, and some other friends who, I don't know, whatever event we were at.
It was Keek the Sneak.
Whatever that is. We were out and, and again, I was lying and I told her, hey, I'm going to bed and I'm sleepy right now, kind of messages, you know, and here I am, I'm out and Tim tags me, right? And she like messages me. She's like, hey, where are you? And I'm like, oh, you just woke me up. That's, no, you know, yeah.
That's exactly. Weird.
Yeah, I'm like, that's weird. What happened? And she's like, really? She sends me a picture of what he freaking tagged me on. And I'm like, mother. So then I'm like, oh, doing the most. And I'm like, that was like weeks ago. Really? Because right there it says... I was, I was in so deep.
So just, I didn't know if I would have. If I would have known,
right? I don't think layers of lies. Right. My thing is like, I'm here. I'm sleeping. Okay. That's it. That was the extent of my thought of thinking about how to lie.
If I would have known he was doing dirt, that doesn't happen. I didn't know he was doing dirt.
So anyway, what else happened?
He never said he was doing dirt.
So then, yeah. So he tags me, and what I end up doing, you know, because here's the deal. Like, yes, should I have told him, Tim? Look, man, you're putting me in a situation where da-da-da-da-da.
I
should have told him that. I didn't. Instead, what I did is I panicked.
And he blocked me.
And I deleted him. I deleted him from
unfriend.
He unfriended. This motherfucker unfriended me.
The next, I don't know, a couple weeks later, he goes to tag me again on something. He comes up to me, and he's like, bro, like, why did you unfriend me? And I'm like, no, that's weird.
Same lie. No, that's weird.
Let's be friends. And he's like, you blocked me. And I'm like, okay, fine.
And then he explained. Then I was like, dude, okay, bet. We're done. Like, that'll never happen again. Because, you know.
Didn't that night you, like, go home with a girl?
Ooh, okay, that's putting his business out there.
I didn't know.
Why would you put his business out there?
Oh my God.
Because he was like, oh, I was just lying. Wait a second, you're lying.
That was enough of the story. You didn't need to go to the second part of the story.
It was actually a question. Putting
each other on blast.
Well, I asked a question.
You know.
No.
That was a question.
Never. You knew the answer.
That's weird.
That's weird.
There you go. There, see? It was a question.
That's weird.
That girl still thinks he's sleeping. See, I've never blocked anybody. I don't give a shit. I've like unfollowed people because like everybody in their political shit these days. I can't. I mean, you know, everybody's bashing this one, and it's all diarrhea. You know, because most people have no clue what they're talking about. They really don't. I'm sorry. Everybody's a politician on social media. They post a meme, they post an article, and they say, oh, this is right. Come on, dude. You know, like, yes, we understand that not everything in the news is real. It's a lot of opinion-based, but there is some reality to a lot of this. But the hate is real. And I've seen a lot of hate recently, especially in the last couple weeks, you know? I mean, you know, the Mueller files came out, and apparently...
We lost Samantha.
It might have hurt.
We've lost it.
It might have hurt.
Like, who's Mueller?
It might have hurt Nelson's boy. I mean, Nelson is a big, you know, Nelson's boy. You know, they're trying to indict him on paying off some strippers. You know what I mean?
Okay, so look, here's what I always say.
There's more to that, but you know, basically it's paying off strippers.
Stop. This is what I always say on this. Okay, which is, why was there a special counsel appointed to find what?
I don't know.
Russian collusion.
Yes.
That's the only... What do strippers have to do with Russian collusion? Nothing. So to me, it was just used as a way to find dirt on the guy and to bring him down. Bro, if your life was placed under a microscope, every single one of us, we would find something that we did illegally that we didn't even know. However, paying strippers to shut them up is not illegal. Did you know this?
Yes.
It's not illegal.
It's a good thing.
So for me, it's like, okay, well, then what makes it legal? And what they're saying is that he used it as a way to influence his campaign, right? But for what I say to that is not necessarily, because he had already been doing this before. And it was to hush these girls up so that they wouldn't ruin whatever his relationship with his wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, so to me, is it immoral? Of course. You know what I mean? Like,
but this was before he was president.
Wrong.
This was before
he. Exactly. So to me, really, you spent 2 years investigating.
How much money
is
that from our?
Oh yeah,
hundreds of millions.
A lot of our tax money. I don't give a shit, man. You know what? You're wasting our money. And what came out of it? Was there any collusion?
Mm-mm.
They deemed it that there was officially no collusion, right?
There's no collusion. In fact, what they found
that's what came out of the files.
What they found is that the Clinton campaign paid to get a dossier that was used in the FISA court that was used to investigate Trump. They work. So this was fabricated from the beginning.
It's not,
that's what they used for the FISA court to freaking surveillance Trump and tap into his into his phones, dude. To me, that's where the
corruption. That's shady.
Anyway, but
no, but that's shady. Like, yeah, it's like the fact that, you know, if you can do that for a president, I mean, you can do that for people. Like,
yeah.
What is considered private anymore? Ooh. I mean, that's my thing. Like, what is what's private? I mean, right now. We're doing this, right? So you say the wrong thing, this conversation, all of a sudden we could be looked at for some dumb reason, right? But Facebook just got caught saying they were sharing everybody's user accounts with all these big companies. I'm pissed because, you know what? I bought that stock at 20, went to 215, I didn't sell, and now it's back to 120. So I'm not happy about this. So anyway.
Yeah. I mean.
PSA, service announcement. But
well, it's hard to tell, though. I mean, you don't know.
But they got caught out there, and they were sharing this shit. Mm-hmm. And we put our trust into these sites where we log in, we put everything up there, kids and your political beliefs, every little thing, and you just give them the data on yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's not private anymore because if you're selling it, I don't own that account. They own it.
Right.
I'm just leasing myself, and I just gave up my identity.
Here's the question, right? We talked about this last time. That's the direction that future generations... Dude, young kids, they don't care about privacy. I'm telling you, man, like the next generation, they're not as concerned about privacy as we are. And they're putting their lives on this on this platform. And it's only going to get worse.
Well, now, think about it. I'm sorry, but think about it. If we were out that night without social media 15 years ago, when we used to do this as, you know, we all protected our homies, we all go out.
It's like a little bug here, guys.
Yeah. We used to do this 15 years ago before social media. Nobody ever got caught. You know why? Because there was no evidence. You know what I mean? I mean, just a simple tag that was not meant to do anything got you in trouble. You know, you now, I'm like, what the hell? You defriend, you know, so it's drum.
I think what's really interesting about it, and I think to your point, as future generations, it's more like, you know, this could be a good thing as well, where you were going to do that regardless of whether there was, now we have social media and a bunch of other avenues to have this more public, but it's like you were going to do that. And it was just easier to get away with your behaviors and your immortality or whatever it was. Right. And so now I just feel like, hey, like, why don't you just like be authentic, be legit. Like if you're going to do stuff, realize like there's consequences and those are real consequences. And if that's what you choose to do, like that's what it is. And so with future generations, it's like, okay, well, this is me. This is who I am. And I think that's a very like good thing, freedom. Like, this is me. This is who I stand for. And that's it. Doesn't mean there's no consequences for things. No. But if that's who you are and your truth, then it's like you're like, this is just who I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, the way that I see it is there are benefits to putting information out there. I know you're talking about the show and ideas that we have and topics that we share. What I'm talking about is real personal information.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like your date of birth, stuff like that. Well, so then what are the benefits of me putting that out there, right? I get ads that are curtailed to me, to my interest, to stuff like that, right? Not only that, like, say, for example, right now, I have that Google device there that's literally listening to me all the time. I mean, that device has heard conversations and it's recording. I mean, it's like, I don't know how many, honestly, I don't know exactly how it's working, but I'm assuming it records because it's constantly listening to what you're saying. You know, so when you have people saying, oh my God, you know, I was talking about this and all of a sudden I'm starting to get ads for that.
It's freaky, man.
You know what I'm saying?
It's freaky.
So there is, you know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories about this.
It's always listening. No, it came out that they're always listening.
But again, what I always say is this, okay, there's going to be a certain amount of privacy that we're going to, and when I say we, I mean we as a species, we will give up willingly for other benefits. Because if you look at right now, say for example, China right now, dude, they have there's no privacy there. You know what I mean? Not to the extent that we have it, and they're okay with it.
Because they don't know any better. Well, they've never known any better. They've always been under this communist regime that basically said, this is how it is. And now with their, you know, like, you know, I have people I know that live out there and they do the VPN stuff and they could still communicate, you know, to the States. And that's the one thing China can't stop is VPN, right? So a lot of people, that's why they know a lot about a lot of the Facebooks. They know what's going on now because of the technology. And that's a big thing in China that they can't stop that. They can block it internally on their internet, you know, in the way they do their web browsers and stuff like that. But they can't stop the VPN. And then from them getting out and seeing all this, but, you know. So
did you know they have this thing? It's this face recognition system. You know what they called it? Guess what they called it?
I don't know what.
Freaking. It brings back Terminator.
Oh, no. They didn't call it that.
Yes. Skynet.
I think I heard that and I just shook my head. I was like, this ain't real. And you know what I mean? I know it's real, but, you know.
So, like, literally, like, in the documentary that I was watching, you know, the person, you walk into a building, into an office, whatever, that system recognizes your face and tells you, hello, Tim, welcome. You know what I mean? Like it, no matter where you go, batteries are on aisle. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, what the heck? Can you imagine having that much?
But, I want that.
But see, they've traded that because it's for convenience. So for example, you go to a store and you're looking for something, you'd rather just know right away because that's what you were Googling. That's what you were searching. And now you're going out to get it. And it knows these patterns. And
I like that, to browse.
To me, that's
well,
like,
this is one thing that I'll say with that I do not appreciate though. I like it a bit where it gives me some of the things I've been wanting and looking for. But what I also don't like about it, because it started first, I feel like, on Instagram, right? And you'd be like, what? But it's also taking you away. I don't want to say like your creativity, but like me being able to look and find things I didn't maybe even know I liked, or I didn't know that was in my wheelhouse, because yes, these are things I like because I know I like them.
They target you.
So, yeah. That so much of that target also now keeps me away, because you're right. I like these things. So it is going to keep my eyes focused. Mm-hmm. It's shiny. I like it, whatever.
So it works. So,
right. But I want to also be able to search and not have these things that I want thrown in my face all the time. If I want them, I want to see them, but I don't want you guys force feeding them to me, because I want to be able to find these other things that I might have never stumbled upon. If you're always putting this stuff in my face, I'm not even able to stumble upon things. How before you could just go in here, search, and it would pop up just any random things. And now it's like all the things that I just
like. Take it to the next level. So real quick.
Okay, but compare it to what it used to be, okay? Before, it used to be that somebody could make that.
Search a little
somebody
bit.
Could make that same Dig argument. I like to go to the store and go through all the clothes, and you're like, that's a waste of time. The next generation is looking at it like, oh my god, that's a waste of time. Going through and like that's a waste of time.
Yeah?
Do you see what I'm saying? Like people are throwing away privacy for convenience and for other things, man. And so, like,
yeah, but is
you
know, it
what,
really
what you tolerate?
They deem it convenience, but what are they doing with the rest of their time? Nothing. It's not like they're doing anything greater with their time. They're just lazy. It's creating laziness. So it's funny that you mentioned that, where we say we give up the freedoms, you know, by the way we put our information out there. The minute you bought a smartphone and the GPS is in there, the way it all works now, that GPS never gets turned off.
Right.
So when you are doing anything, that GPS is always on and recording. And whether you turn the phone off or put it in airplane mode or whatever, turn your cellular data off, the minute you turn it back on, all that information is being fed back up, and then they're targeting even where you were at. They know. I actually, on all places, I seen it on CNN, right? I saw this thing on CNN where they did this, where one person actually turned off their cell phone and another one just put it in airplane mode. The person who had their phone off had more data that they sent up to Google. It mapped out everywhere they went around DC. They went to the Smithsonian and they went here. And all of a sudden they go to Google and all the ads. Here's ads for the Smithsonian. Here's this for the white, you know, all these targeted ads for where they were in Washington. They were like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And then when they were able to track the data going out, they actually saw it was all sending it back up to Google.
Right.
Even with your phone then, off,
okay.
Location services, okay. Everything. Okay. That's crazy. But
hold on. So the question is, what is the right way to go? Right? Because if we stop this and we say no, we stunt our technological growth, and China will surpass us. You see what I'm saying? So people will say, like, no, we got
to. We're in the Matrix.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that, no, seriously. No,
no, no. But then the scary part technology. About it is, the scary part about it is, and you've seen it right now. Like, I know the government was trying to look over, what's his name's phone, and iPhone was like faced with that. Apple was faced with that. Mm-hmm. Should we disclose this dude's, you know, information, or should we let the government try to hack? You know what I mean? Like, that's something, because imagine. We are now, you know, Trump, it becomes what everybody fears that he is, right? I'm not saying I believe this, but let's just say. And now the government has this type of access and power. And now the government can say, Tamara, you went to this meeting, which is prohibited by government. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's what's scary. So,
what'd you call her?
I agree. No, I think he just Samantha. Said a name. Oh, I thought you were just putting a name out there. Oh, you were talking to me.
You said the wrong name.
I did? I'm sorry. What did I say, Tamara? Oh, why do I call you Tamara?
I don't know. I thought you were just like saying you were saying,
I heard that. I was like, wait a minute.
Why haven't I been calling you Tamara? I think I've been wanting
to call
you
Tamara. No, just that one time.
Sorry. Jesus.
I didn't even.
Yeah.
I called that a
man. Tim is like, you know what I mean? Like, he you're not in the conversation, man.
I am in the conversation.
That's the only thing he pulled out from it. Yeah, exactly. Let it go. We knew that he didn't mean it.
Anyway, so to me that is that you do we stunt growth or do we allow it to grow and just like so for me what I say is the way that government should get involved is breaking up those big businesses. So I would say break up Facebook. It can't be this big.
Shouldn't be.
You know what I mean? Like break up Google. It can't be this big.
Well, they got around that with Alphabet.
Yeah,
calling exactly. it a parent company, yeah. and then Google is a subsidiary of Alphabet. So now
there's antitrust laws that they can't get past because they have control over a lot of and then now, you know, you've heard of how they're trying to censor fake news. You know what I mean? Like, who decides who is the fake news? You know what I mean?
That's
like,
scary.
That's what I don't like.
Well, you told me straight up a couple of weeks, you know, you showed me directly, like, dude, these are all the people I follow on social media.
It was weird.
And he's like, dude, all their posts don't show up. I have to click on their name to see their.
I was showing him this and I was like, it freaked me. Like, you know, I get like, you know, like no, the hair like cool. that. Because, like, at first you like hear this, you know, like, oh, you know, censor. And then I started seeing it. And at first, you know, like they would post something and I would see like the comment. They're like, oh, that's, you know, they would say like, check this out. Crazy. But there's no link. So like I'm going through like, you know, and I follow a lot of conservative news organizations and I'm going through and all of them kind of had the same thing. And I couldn't click on any links. I'm like, what the heck? So I go to their profile, go to the section where they made that comment. And guess what? Right there's the link. So they are like filtering that stuff out. And to me, it's like, okay, you have good intentions because in their minds, I think they believe that they're doing a good thing. They're like, oh, this is fake news. We got to filter that out. But at the end of the day, imagine somebody right now who's there, who's doing it. They might have good intentions, but imagine when that person gets in there and has bad intentions.
Exactly.
And so you've now given power for people to censor. To me, I don't like that.
And not just that, but I feel like where's the, you know, with anything, like the checks and balances, like who
checks Google?
So Facebook, so if you think about Facebook owns three of the probably top 10 social media sites. They own Facebook, they own Instagram, they own WhatsApp.
Wait, don't they own Snapchat too?
No, they wanted to.
They wanted to. Yeah. Oh. They wanted to buy that. That's why they created the My Story in Instagram and Facebook to compete with that, to put them out of business. But you think about that. You control three of the top social media sites. Mm-hmm. WhatsApp is the way you communicate, right? In, you know, in all these throughout the world. Now they integrated that to Facebook Messenger, all that. Actually, Facebook Messenger is probably considered the fourth social media site, right? Now think about that. You are now controlling everything. So they haven't even really monetized Instagram yet. You know, when they talk about their stock reports and everything, it's starting to. You're starting to see targeted ads in Instagram, but Facebook is the main thing. And people forget that Facebook owns Instagram, right? So it's crazy how it's like, I hate Facebook, I'm off it, but I'm on Instagram. You're still supporting Facebook, dude. You know what I mean? So it's like, you're still supporting the beast because when everybody gets off Facebook, they go to Instagram and they have a billion users there. Guess what? You're going through the same thing.
But this is the thing about it. The only reason people weren't getting off is not just because like ads and stuff. I know for me, the reason why I liked Instagram is because there's not all this, like, there's no posts. It's just pictures. And if you want to read this stuff, you can. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to see more. I don't want to see people's going off and it's like just an older thing. I want to be able to see pictures and that's like the main thing that you see. I like that.
Right, but you're starting to see more of that on Instagram. I've noticed as I've been scrolling through people's feed.
Oh, ads, you're, but
no, like, not even the ads, but just more, the junk on Facebook that you saw is now starting to show up on Instagram. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I do agree with that. I don't mind that. I mean, I guess if it was like every other ad that I was swiping through was an ad, I'd be really annoyed with it because it's still a picture and you can swipe. But what I do think is annoying is when I'm going through my stories, the people that I have to like say, yeah. I want to follow you. And then it gives me an ad between them. If I'm like looking at your story. Yep. I mean, I know it's just one click to make it swipe, but it's like, who gives you permission to like come in and get into my world like that when I don't, I mean, I can say no, but it's like, I think that's where we should have, where you say, no, I don't want that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
Well, so you gave him permission when you said accept.
That's the thing I actually said. That's what I'm talking about here is that like, we should have a way to say, yes, I want Instagram without signing my life over, or I want Instagram and this is the piece I don't want to see about it. Like, why can't I just,
that's probably going to come next where people will pay. But we'll pay that for a subscription.
Yep.
Well, they'll ad free because all these like everything like you, like all the games people play, you can get the free, and you get inundated with ads all the time. Or you can pay for the full thing with no ads. That's what's going to happen with social media. And I think they were starting to test it with Facebook and Twitter. I think with the celebrities. To where they can control a lot of that, where they pay for their own private, they have complete control over it, and the, you know, they can do whatever they want. And I think that's going to eventually, I think that's going to come because I think people are getting sick of it because people will then start paying top dollar to not see ads.
Yeah.
Well, I already do that right now. Well, for example, on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I pay you
premium,
YouTube
right?
Red. Okay. Yeah. Or whatever. Premium is what it's called now. So I pay for that and I don't see ads. And it's funny because like whenever I visit somebody who doesn't have it and they like play something and I see an ad at first and I'm like,
exactly. You get upset.
And I'm like, no, sorry. There was like,
I know it went right by your face. I'm
going to die. So anyway, so I lost my train of thought because of this net
premium where people see ads and you just laugh and get annoyed.
So I'm like, I get annoyed because I'm like, oh no, I hate ads. And like, you know, because we're all doing it now. Even like you have Netflix, you're paying not to have ads.
Yeah.
But there is product placement.
You also though have Netflix and stuff, so you don't have to like
have a commercial.
Yeah. And you can just watch that stuff and not.
Don't worry. It's coming. The minute they lose subscribers or content and people are complaining and the amount you watch goes down, the consumption rate goes down. Oh yeah, bet your ass you're gonna start seeing ads, man. That's the only way you make money because people want to pay to be with the masses. So if you have a billion people, or if, in this case, in Netflix, Facebook, and all these sites, if you have, you know, 4 billion people going to this, shit, that's a good business decision to put a couple ads out there, right? You know what I mean? And they want the money, you know? It's just, it's crazy. It's just our world. It's starting to become, you ever see Demolition Man?
I don't think so.
With Wesley Snipes and
I don't think I ever saw it.
And Sylvester Stallone. So what's funny was, as I'm like seeing a lot of this stuff, and it kind of, it's starting to remind me with all these commercials you see where their main radio station, it was all commercial jingles. Right. And I think about that and I laugh because everywhere you go is commercials. Right. And everybody knows the jingles to these commercials. Right. And it's always been around, but it's just everywhere you go is just more and more commercials. It's the same thing over and over and over again. You see something on TV, you go to YouTube, you see the same thing. You go on Facebook, you see, you go on Twitter, you see, you go on Instagram, you see, it just follows you everywhere, you know? And it's like, eventually I feel like I feel like at some point that's going to happen. You're going to have channels dedicated just to freaking jingles because everything is commercial and we sit through it. We pay for all these subscriptions and we still have to have commercials. Like cable used to pay to have cable to not have commercials. And then that became like public TV because
I remember when I was growing up and you'd watch Saturday morning, you're going to watch your cartoons. You'd get like 15, you know what I mean? Like for every half hour, you're going to get 15 minutes of commercials for like, you know, the toys that you're for the show that you're watching. You know what I mean? Like it's been there for a while. And I think right now.
Worse.
Well, I don't know if it's getting worse. Like, I think it's getting different. That's why you get on demand, so then you can like go through the commercials. And even
you can't
there,
do that anymore. Only with DVRs. Really? On demand, you can't skip through. There's commercials mandated on.
I cut the cord years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even have.
I don't cable, like. So I don't know. It's weird. Like even now today, like I. That's why when I see ads, I'm like, oh my god, because I don't really see ads anymore. You know, the only ads that I see are like, you know, on the side of a page, and they're just like, you know, that stuff that just comes up. But outside of that, like watching a commercial is basically what I'm talking about. Like sitting down or you know when I do watching a football game,
yeah,
or something that's live like that. But outside of that, like I Netflix all day. Or, you know what I mean? Like something that you paid, Amazon Prime. You know what I mean? Like you. Oh,
BitTorrent.
I don't know what that is.
I'm just saying, you know, it's out there. You
never,
know,
never in
Cody,
my life.
You know, and, you know, there's a lot of different ways to watch TV these days without commercials. But for the majority are not doing that. You know what I mean? Because if they were cutting at a crazy rate and nobody wanted commercials, guess what? They'd have to adapt and change the model. The fact that they're not, it's just, you know, you get off one thing, they'll find something else. You know what I mean? Media is, whether it's through a wire or wireless or whatever, it's you're never going to get away from it.
But that's what you said before. It's like what people start doing, whether that is they, you know what? I'm just tired of it. I'm going to get off social media for a while, or I'm going to get off social media totally, or not social media, but just anything. Like, I don't even have cable, right? Because I'm just like, the things I want to watch, the things I hear about that are buzzed, I'll figure it out and find that show if I really want to. Other than that, it's not enriching my life. It's not, I don't need to see the Netflix original, blah, 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 blah. If I'm bored one day, I can get it. If not,
so you don't binge watch?
I have before, yeah.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Oh, like, oh, yeah. On that, and it was like, but that's what I'm saying. Like
April, last season in April.
For that, I'd be like,
Yeah, Blue know? Dragons.
When people talk about it, it's like, okay, it makes you want to maybe watch it or hear it. Other than that, I feel like hopefully sometimes when we build up to all these, I don't want to say negative, but build up to these things that, you know, are annoying to us or just, it can break and like, you know, it's a lava or whatever, and it can really good things can come from it, as in people say, you know what, that's not actually like enriching my life, or like I don't really need that to do this, and like then the models do change. And I'm not saying that they're not going to find another way to get to you, but I think if you want something, like if I want Doritos, guess what, I don't need to see like the Dorito commercials
exactly
to get them. Like if I want them, I'm gonna get them, right? You know,
well, so let me ask you a question. So I know we were talking about this before, but do you think with all the social media and all, you know, the Netflixes and the binge watch, do you think people are more, I'm going to use the word addicted, than ever before to stuff? Not drugs, right? Because everybody associates addiction to alcohol, drugs, nicotine, gambling. But we're seeing a different, I feel like we're seeing something different in society right now with social media, where people are addicted to knowing what somebody has to say next. Right. Because everybody's connected. Everybody gets bad, you know, the notifications on their phones. And every time you go out now, I mean, we're all guilty of it. We'll go out to a bar together. Half the time we're just sitting there staring at Snapchat, taking pictures and just staring off in the world.
I remember.
You know, stop. We're all guilty of it. We're all on
now,
some kind of.
I don't always say guilty because guess what? Like, I like taking pictures.
Right. But we're.
I use filters though.
Right. But it's the.
It's all natural.
No, but put it this way. If you went out, right, without a phone, without social media, without putting a picture out there of what living your best life, as everybody likes to say.
Night. It's usually a couple days later or weeks.
Mm-hmm.
How many pictures do you see me on vacation?
I'm just saying, in general, when people are out, I'm not using you because maybe you're different, right? But there's a lot of people that everything they do is a snap. Oh, I got to snap this right now. I got to snap it, then put it on my Instagram story, and then put it on my Facebook story, and then tweet it. Wow, that's a lot. Right. And they care about how many likes they have. They'll even go to people like, you don't like my stuff. Like I've seen arguments with people. They go, yeah, how come you never like my post?
I've had that.
Somebody, I'm like,
somebody's like,
so
you never like
that is an addiction to where you are, if it's almost like you're seeing self. It's almost narcissistic with an addiction. It's crazy. But
all right, so I think what we're going to do is we're going to leave this one for the next episode.
Yeah, because this is a good one because I really like this because this is near and dear to my heart.
All right, everybody. Join us again next time.
Yes, and make sure you check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, thesaltyshow.com.
All the social media that we just trash talk. Right is there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, who said that? That's weird.
Hey, we got to connect to everybody, so we're no different. So
penetrate your life.
Peace out. Next week, join us again. Have a good night, guys.
Bye.